Penny Steffen, president of the SPCA, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Penny, first of all, the Tales on the Trail fundraiser is going virtual in 2020. Get your comments on the fundraiser that's changed a little.
Yeah, so our Tales on the Trails is actually our largest fundraiser of the year for the SPCA. And of course, with all that's going on with COVID and physical distancing and everything, we've decided to go virtual. We didn't want people to miss out on still the afternoons of walking your dogs out at Wilderness Park or wherever you choose to walk. So we decided to do a virtual event this year.
How does the fundraiser work this year?
So we will still have our pledge forms. So we're still asking people to do pledge forms and collect donations for the SPCA. We do have the option now to e-transfer donations so that you don't have to handle money if you don't need to. We do have pledge forms that are available at the SPCA, or we can email them to you as well.
Where are the funds going to?
So everyday costs for the shelter. So as most everyone knows, we do have a part-time and full-time staff that work at the shelter all the time. So it does go to help with that. It also goes to help with veterinary costs. So our adoption fees, we try to keep them low. So we do supplement our spays and neuters as well as our vaccinations and any kind of medical things that the animals need.
Penny, how successful has the campaign been over the last little while?
You know, we've been doing Tales on the Trail since 2007, and I would say the last kind of like 5 to 7 years have been the most successful we've ever seen. We get a great turnout at our event when we do host it, which we usually host it like the third or fourth Sunday in September. We've had some amazing weather the last few years, so it has been great, and it definitely gives the shelter a little bit of a perk kind of going into the fall and winter where we get to, you know, our busiest times.
Now, you're asking people to submit pictures on SPCA's social media, are you not?
Yes, we are. We want to see you out walking, whether you choose to, you know, go to Wilderness Park or if you go out in the country or go along the dike along the river. We just want to see you out, you know, take pictures of your dog or take a selfie or something out on your walk just so that we know you are still in the spirit of things of Tales in the Trails. So we would love to see them. And then we're going to do a draw, and we're going to give away a prize the beginning of October. We're just going to pick a random name from one of the pictures that was submitted, and they will win a prize.
Penny, I've got to ask this. What is the craziest or the funniest pet that you've ever seen at this fundraiser being walked?
Well, I don't know if we've ever had anything too crazy. We do get a lot of people that will bring their dogs dressed up. So we've had a lot of costumes, which is fun. We have had the odd cat come. It is about a 2-kilometer walk that we do at Wilderness Park, so it's not always the easiest for a cat to come unless they get packed. But that's kind of, we see mostly dogs. But yes, there has been the odd cat that has come as well.
Oh, you haven't seen something like people bringing the pet goldfish or the pet turtle or the pet, the pet bunny rabbit?
No, we haven't had that.
But they are encouraged, are they not?
Yes, I would encourage. We always say it's for the dogs, but I think it's whatever. Whatever pet you would like to take on a random stroll with the SPCA, we're definitely happy to see that. We love all animals, all shapes and sizes, so it's great to have them all join us.
Do you have a goal for this year?
We don't have a goal. Unfortunately, our board hasn't been able to really get together since the COVID pandemic hit. So we've done a Zoom call and stuff. On average, I would say we raise anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000. We understand that, you know, times are tough and things have changed this year. So, you know, any amount is going to help the shelter and help the animals.
Tales on the Trail happens throughout September, does it not?
Yes, it does. Yeah, we're going to accept pledge forms until the beginning of October.
I think that will work just fine. Penny Steffen, okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.